started with the meeting now. Welcome to tonight's solidarity meeting, No Jab, No Job, How Should the Unions and the Left Respond? I'd like to start by acknowledging that wherever we're Zooming in from tonight, we're on stolen Aboriginal land and that the struggle for Aboriginal justice continues to this day. And I think that's particularly important considering the way in which the COVID pandemic has disproportionately affected Aboriginal communities, particularly in Western New South Wales. So for tonight's meeting, we will have two speakers. They'll be speaking for 15 to 20 minutes each, and then we'll have plenty of time for discussion. So our first speaker is Geraldine Feller, who is an NTU branch committee member at Melbourne Uni, which is currently debating vaccine mandates following the university's decision to make vaccination a condition for anyone to go onto campus. And then after Geraldine, we'll hear from Aguirre, who is a Greek doctor and health workers union member at the George Genomatis General State Hospital in Athens. And Aguirre has been part of a series of nationwide strikes in defence of unvaccinated workers who've been sacked from hospitals in Greece. All right, so we're going to start with Geraldine.
Thanks, Ruby. And yeah, I'm zooming into you from Wurundjeri land here in Melbourne. I'll talk about this a little bit later, but the debate did come to a close today. We had a members meeting where we discussed the question of the Vice Chancellor's mandate. And unfortunately, the majority of people in that meeting did vote in favour of the mandate. But that's something I'll discuss a little bit later in my talk, after giving a bit more of a general overview of the politics of mandates and kind of what we're dealing with here right now. So vaccine mandates, as we all are aware, are being rolled out across the country, but particularly in New South Wales and Victoria. And this is a context in which the rollout of the vaccine itself has been slow, confusing, and shambolic. And now many working people are being told that they either have to get the jab more or less immediately or face losing their job. Now, in solidarity, we're of course pro-vaccine, and we want to see as many people vaccinated as quickly as possible. However, the no jab, no job mandates that we first saw in aged care, then other healthcare settings, education, and most controversially, construction, are an ugly coercive measure that will do nothing to increase people's confidence in this important protection from the virus. And I think we need to place the mandate in a very clear context. And this is something that many on the left have failed to grasp. And that is that access to this vaccine, access to information about the vaccine, is determined by socioeconomics, by class, by race, and by other factors. And this is the true vaccination scandal, not the tiny numbers of anti-vaxxers that exist. Shamefully, in this country, under a third of Aboriginal people have received a double dose of the vaccine. In Melbourne, the city of Hume, which encapsulates the working class northern suburbs, has only recently got a vaccine hub. And this is the area where COVID got its claws in both the first, second, and the third wave. Now, this is not to say that nowhere in the Victorian community is there hesitancy. There certainly is. But there's a very clear reason for this. Misinformation is rife, and there has been a complete failure of governments to run a serious public health campaign, which means that many people are confused and frightened by the vaccine. Less than 6 months ago, the Queensland Chief Health Officer was talking about AstraZeneca killing 18-year-olds. This was an irresponsible and dangerous comment to cover up for the slow rollout of the vaccines. Yet now people are being told that they have to get the same jab or face losing their job. And now this is an absolutely astronomical failure of public health, and not one that the union movement nor the left should be lining up with. And it's in this context of a failed shambolic rollout in which fear and confusion is absolutely rife, that when the Andrews government here in Victoria announced a few weeks ago that construction workers would have just over a week to get the jab or face losing their jobs, that there was mass anger and rage. And Melbourne, as people, you know, comrades who are here in Melbourne will know and have experienced, but other people know and have watched, we're a city that has faced one of the most brutal lockdowns in the world. For 250 days, people have been locked in their homes, faced not only the fear of the virus itself, but also the daily finger wagging and victim blaming from the Premier. We've been told over and over again that we, ordinary working people, carry on our shoulders the weight of a healthcare system that has been worn down from decades of neoliberalism and now, unsurprisingly, struggling to respond to a global pandemic. We've been told that we have to sacrifice endlessly in order to crush the curve, save our healthcare system from overwhelm. Meanwhile, governments have failed for 18 months since this pandemic began to clean up their mess and pour the money and resources into the system that we desperately need. And the vaccine mandate is the latest episode in this long story of blame shifting. Suddenly, it's not decades of healthcare cuts to blame for our buckling hospitals, it's the unvaccinated. And I think one of the most dangerous aspects of the mandates is that they will allow both state governments and bosses to shirk their real responsibility to make workplaces properly safe. At Melbourne Uni, where I'm a delegate and a branch committee member, the Vice Chancellor has announced that from November 5, only the fully vaccinated will be able to come onto campus. Nothing has been announced about ventilation in our classrooms, about CO2 monitors, about making class sizes smaller, all the things that we desperately need to keep us safe. Instead, just the coercive mandate that directs people's anger and mistrust towards their colleagues and their students, rather than the boss who is really responsible for our unsafe working conditions. Now, as Ruby mentioned earlier, at Melbourne Uni, we've had a long and very protracted debate about the boss's mandate. And unfortunately today, a members' meeting voted for Socialist Alternatives motion in favour of the mandate and against the motion that myself and others have worked on. Ours call for no job losses and for the VC to not exceed any CHO mandate. So it was a compromised position, but I think an important line in the sand to push back against the mandate and try and avoid giving the boss a carte blanche. It was encouraging that 30% of the meeting heard our arguments about the shambolic rollout and the importance of convincing our colleagues not voting to give them the sack and did vote with us. But we were swimming hard against the tide. And I think we have to acknowledge that for 18 months, the politics from the top has blamed ordinary people for spreading this virus. It's shamed and fined those who breached the extremely onerous restrictions that we've been living under. And it is a great tragedy that our union movement has adopted an all-in-it-together approach that has seen them support and collaborate on some of the most draconian aspects of this response. Perhaps most shamefully, when the Victorian Trades Hall Council failed to stand up for the public housing residents that were brutally locked down last year, delivering food rather than challenging the racism of the Andrews government. And more generally, rather than seeing, you know, and this is true of many sections of the union movement, rather than seeing the pandemic as a moment when we would fight for the wages and conditions that essential workers deserve, many have done very little, accepted the cuts to JobSeeker and JobSeeker and the restrictions on the right to protest. And this, I think, is the broader context that we have to understand why it is that so many working people, the left, and many, though not all, of our unions have simply accepted these mandates and the no jab, no job requirement that comes with it. The rotten politics that sees ordinary people, the so-called non-compliant, to blame for the spread of the virus has sunk in deep and it's very hard to dislodge. But we must dislodge it, and we can. Because as we come out of this very hard period, there is going to be a lot to fight for. On university campuses, whether or not we have a mandate, we're going to have to fight really hard for safe classrooms and for a safe working environment. We have vaccine hesitant colleagues who are in danger of being pulled to the far right, and we have to pull them to us and have patient, compassionate conversations with them about the vaccination. There's an awful lot to do, comrades. It's a very difficult time, but I think it's also encouraging that there are sections of the union movement who are still opposing the vaccine mandate, notably the RTBU and I believe the MUA and today the meat workers as well in Victoria came out against it. I think this is a very good thing. And we just, we have to keep working to dislodge the politics of blame and build back that solidarity that we desperately need as we do go into this hard period where things are opening up and we need to fight desperately for our safety and our working conditions. But I'll leave it there and really looking forward to hearing from our comrade in Greece about the very inspiring work that they're doing there. Thanks very much.
Thanks so much, Geraldine. All right, Akiri, unmute you now.
Hello, comrades. First of all, solidarity from Athens. And I would like to thank you for the invitation. Starting, I would like to give you the picture of the political situation here. So I would like to start that we have this right-wing government, the government of New Democracy, that faces now a great political crisis, because on the last months, many strikes were held, many demonstrations, but especially in the last 2 weeks, we had a very strong anti-fascist movement again on the streets. Today was the day a year ago that we sent the leadership of the neo-Nazi group of Golden Dawn in prison. So we have seen the last days some fascist attacks against members, first of all, of our party, of SEC here in Greece, and against the communists in Thessaloniki, another big city in Greece. As a response to that, thousands of people took to the streets. We organized a big anti-fascist, anti-racist rally the next Saturday. New Democracy is facing a political crisis because on the one hand, did nothing as it concerns the pandemic. Their politics were a disaster. And on the other hand, against the fascists, have this position that want to blame the left equally to the far right. A month ago, they imposed the mandatory vaccination in health workers in public hospitals. As a result of that, 6,000 workers, around the 5% of the total, have been suspended since the 1st of September. Mass strikes and stoppages have been organized by our union this last month, around 6 strikes and stoppages against these suspensions and mandatory vaccination. The vast majority of health workers understand that the goal of the government is not to protect public health, as they say, but to privatize large sectors of public health. The leadership of our union was forced to call in action to oppose suspensions because of the great anger of the health workers, and at the same time, because of the opposition of the anti-capitalist left in the union. At the beginning, the Social Democrats and the reformist left of Syriza agreed with mandatory vaccination, but had to make a left shift and support workers who lost their jobs because of the reactions of the people. It is clear that the government wants to smash all the opposition that was formed in the hospitals, especially during the pandemic. During those months, we demanded the employment of another 20,000 health workers, permanent jobs for all workers that are on annual contracts, and then nationalization of private clinics. Actually, the government tries to divide us between vaccinated and non-vaccinated. But health workers understand that the government tries to cover its failure in managing the pandemic. Greece has the third worst death toll in the European Union. New Democracy, the party of the government, cut 600 million euros from public health budget. Health workers with no work without vacation almost for the last 2 years. Lockdown was a disaster here as well, especially for the working class. Many people lost their jobs, and there was nothing done about safety in workplaces, public transportation, or schools or universities. So the government uses a weapon, the vaccine we have against the pandemic, as a weapon to punish the workers. This is why mandatory vaccination does not increase the numbers in vaccination. On the contrary, it raises more suspicion against vaccines. So we know that people that deny to have the vaccination, especially in our hospitals, we know that there are workers that in the previous period, they were part of the movement against government. They were part in strikes, in demonstrations, in stoppages. So the argument that says that all of these people are far right, are anti-vacciners, or, you know, they are irrational, or all the arguments that we hear from our government, and I understand your government as well, they're so wrong. Because the majority of the people that don't want to get vaccinated are skeptical about vaccination because all of the controversials that they say every day about how they will manage the pandemic. At first in hospitals, they told us that it wasn't necessary for every health worker to put on a mask. We had to make stoppages to manage to have masks for all, or all the equipment that was necessary. So many workers say that we have our measures. The government at the start, they were saying lies about all the measures we should take. And now I cannot trust them about vaccination. So another thing is about how the far right wants to take advantage of this situation. As I said at the beginning, a year earlier, we managed to send the neo-Nazi leadership of Golden Dawn to prison. But now we see that they try to organize demonstrations every Saturday. And some ex-members of neo-Nazi group make their appearance there and want to take control of all the people that go and demonstrate. So actually, the fact that we manage our unions to step ahead and organize demonstrations, to organize strikes, has built a wall between the far right and the people that don't want to get vaccinated. So this is a big protection for a right shift now in the Greek society. On the contrary, we see a very big left shift in the society. And I think this is one of the main reasons that we see this is because the unions in public health have this thesis on vaccination. So the other thing we should see is that because all this rise up in public hospitals, government actually stopped thinking about imposing mandatory vaccination in other sectors of workers. I mean, they started talking about mandatory vaccination in education, in teachers or students, but that was just a talk. Now they're forced to take that back. And I think that our struggle in public health has played a key role in that. So I would like to show you, this is a new pamphlet we have, the comrades of the anti-capitalist left in public hospitals. We have this pamphlet that has in its title that vaccination needs workers' control. This is what we actually say. On the one hand, we support mass vaccination for the people. I mean, if you see, especially in poor countries in Africa or Middle East, only 1 or 2 or 5% of people have been vaccinated. So we try to demonstrate this to all people that the big pharmacy industries are actually responsible for not having all the vaccines we need. We should try to impose worker control on the vaccination just to have all the access in public health for all people, not just the working class, but in migrants, in refugees we have in islands here, for everyone that wants to talk anything with their doctors and give time to people, not in mandatory vaccination, but to give them time to have access to public health. This is the only way we can achieve big percentages in vaccination and have all these people fight for public health system above all the profits that the private sector wants to have. So in a few words, this is the struggle we have in Greece. We have another national strike on the 21st of October. There will be a national demonstration in Athens. So many health workers will come all across the country and demonstrate in Athens. Our group of the anti-capitalist left in hospitals tries to organize this big strike to have a great success, and we believe that we could force the government to take back and the mandatory vaccination and all the suspensions of the health workers. Thank you very much.